What is up, guys? It's Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 158, Strong the Iron Will Way. They say that life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. And I have to say, I never got down with that expression, I don't think, a while ago. Or, you know, a few years ago, I wouldn't have really maybe understood or agreed with that. I would say now at the ripe old age of 48, I'm getting it. I understand it. And I agree with it. And I'll tell you why. Any of you guys that are following me or friends with me on social media would know that I went snowboarding yesterday. Which you probably don't know. It was the first time in, I'm going to say, probably like 12 to 15 years that I've gone. So just a little backstory. I mean, I think I started skiing in high school, skied a handful of times, didn't do anything probably like that throughout my 20s. And then in my early 30s, I think I went to go again and tried snowboarding like two, maybe three times. So then haven't done anything since then. So we went to the mountain, my son John and I, John 6. He had taken a snowboard lesson last week. So we had the plans for the family and some other friends to go up yesterday. The kids were going to take lessons again. My wife Kristen and I were going to take lessons. She was going to take a ski lesson. I was going to take a snowboard lesson to get a refresher and see what happened. So my daughter was sick. My wife and Charlie couldn't go, my daughter. Our friends ended up, some of them couldn't go, another friend did go. Anyway, we get there and we get out to meet the instructors, and John gets hooked up with his instructor and heads off. So I get a guy who's about my age, and he says, "All right," he says, "so you're experienced, right?" And I said, "Well, let's not get carried away." I said, "Honestly, I would consider myself a beginner, and I haven't gone in a long time." And I saw the guy's expression kind of be almost a little disappointed. So I was like, "Oh, what's up with that?" You know. And then he looks at my boot. There's a bunch of snowboards laying on the ground. I had the one that I just rented one. I literally don't even remember like how to clip into this thing. That's how long it's been. So he looks at it and he's like, "Is that yours?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, it says here that you're intermediate or advanced." And I'm like, "Oh, is that like the wrong board or something?" He goes, no, it's fine. I didn't know whose board it was. So right now I'm totally confused. Like, what is happening here? So as we start to begin the lesson, he's like, "All right." I said, "Listen," he said, "so when is the last time you went?" I said, "Probably 12 years ago." And I had only gone a couple times before that. And he begins to tell me, he said, "Oh, we were all psyched about seeing you on the list because we thought, you know, we rarely get, we don't get as many snowboard lessons these days, but we rarely get somebody who's like intermediate or advanced taking a lesson. You know," he said, "usually that'd be somebody that's already pretty good, but they just want to learn like really like some more advanced and cool techniques." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but that's definitely not me. You know, I'm pretty much could be considered a beginner." He's like, "All right, well, let's go up here and we'll start here on this little slope." So we're on the slope that's like barely a slope, right? It's probably 50 yards long. And you ride what's called the magic carpet, where you just like stand on it and it just brings you up there. So we walk over to the magic carpet and go on it just carrying the snowboards. So far so good. I can stand on that thing as long as I'm not on the snowboard. We get to the top. We sit down, we're talking for a little bit. And then I go to put my thing on, and I literally have like the board facing the wrong way. So like the bindings are backwards and it can't put on. He's like, "Ah, dude, it goes the other way." I'm like, "Oh, okay." He goes, "Man, this is going to be a long day, isn't it?" I said, "Yeah, sure is, especially for you." So we're getting a kick out of it. But like already, this is not a comfortable position for me to be in, right? I'm very comfortable being the quote unquote expert in my daily life at what I do in my little world, right? I'm very comfortable being the one talking on the podcast. I'm comfortable being the one helping other people, teaching other people what to do, guiding other people through things that I feel comfortable with and I feel like I understand, or I might know more than them. So coaching, training and working out and things of that nature, I'm very comfortable doing that. This is a total role reversal, right? I am totally the student. I am the farthest thing from an expert there. I'm completely giving over to letting somebody else kind of show me what to do and being extremely humbled in the process. So I finally get clipped into this thing the right way. He has to help me up so I can stand up, and I can literally barely stand on the board on angle without falling down. This is how new again this is to me. At this point, it literally feels like I've never done it. So foreign. So for the first time down, he literally is holding my hands like I'm a 10-year-old or a 6-year-old. I'm watching the guy give lessons to my son. It looks exactly the same. And it just helps to picture this, because it's really like how it was. My board is like not facing down the hill, but it's, you know, facing, I don't know how you would call this. It's like perpendicular to the hill. And I'm on my edge, and I'm just kind of sliding down, and he's holding my hands, helping me just get my balance. I can't even stand there. Every time I fall down, he's got to help me get up, so I can't stand up without it sliding. So it's like pretty humiliating, but I have to be honest, I was mentally prepared to be terrible. I was mentally prepared to fall down the whole day and to really suck. So this really wasn't that painful, either physically or psychologically, because I was prepared and okay with being a beginner, being the new guy. I had long before this trip relinquished my role of knowing what I'm doing in any way, and it felt really good, to be honest with you. But heading out to that lesson, I'm going to be honest with you, it didn't feel great. You know, I didn't love trying to figure everything out. That was just all new to me. Like, I didn't know anything about the process. It's been so long. I didn't know where to go to get, I've never been to this mountain before. I didn't know where to go to get rentals. I didn't know where to get your lift ticket. I didn't know where to put everything. I didn't know, literally didn't know anything. And that's just not something that I usually like. I like certainty. I like to know where things go. I like to know where I'm going. I like to not look foolish. I like look like I know what I'm doing. I like to be the person in the leadership role. So this was totally out of my comfort zone completely. So we do a couple runs on this little magic carpet thing, same hill that my 6-year-old, the second time ever, is doing it. That'll give you some idea. Now I do start to pick it up again fairly quickly. After a couple runs, I can at least like stand on it and turn. So we're going to head over to the slightly larger hill, which is still super duper beginner hill, but at least there's a grown-up chair left. So we get on that, and any of you guys have skied or do ski, remember that getting off the chairlift is always interesting when you're first learning. And I remember that from skiing and snowboarding in the past. So I got the snowboard dangling from 1 foot. I got my big instructor guy next to me. We get off, and I don't have a prayer of staying on the snowboard getting off the lift. So we get off. About 1 second later, I fall down. But then I just get up and scoot out of the way on 1 foot. No big deal. Totally was not expecting to not do that. And luckily, these lifts, their people aren't right behind you. It's not going super fast, so I'm not feeling stressed that someone behind me is getting held up or crashing into me. And, you know, there's people at the top when you get off, so they all see you dump. But like I said, I'm mentally prepared for this, so no big deal. So we go down again. I survived this hill pretty good. We go up again, same thing, fall off the lift again. My instructor and I probably did 2 more runs like that. I fell off the lift every time. Now my hour with him is up. We're going to part ways. John, my son, has another hour of HID lessons, so I got an hour to keep going. So I head back up this lift, fall again. I must have taken maybe a dozen runs, 10 to a dozen, nah, maybe not, I don't know, call it 8 to 12. Every single time I fell coming off. So I'm on this lift by myself. I'm coming up. The lift operator sees me. By now he knows it's me. And he's like, slowed it down for me. I fell again. He comes over. He's like, hey, let me help you get in. So he's watched me fall like 4 or 5 times. Now he finally decides he's going to help me out. Feels pity on me. So he gives me a couple pointers to get off the lift without falling, which I appreciate. And so here we go again. I'm coming up. I see him. I give him the thumbs up. I said, I'm fucking getting it this time, dude. And he watches me, and I fall again. So the point is, at this point, it's about 10 minutes before 12 noon. My son's done at 12. I've gone like 10 times. I've fallen every single time. I could sense that I'm getting a little closer each time, but I'm definitely falling every time. People are up there, keep seeing me fall. This guy keeps seeing me fall. So I'm keeping really good spirits about it, but I'm like definitely thinking about how this is so not comfortable right now for me. Everything about the experience, but I'm really, really enjoying it. So of course, to make this a good story, and thank God this worked, on my last one, I said, I am going to fucking do this. And I did everything he said. I really, really let go of being worried about falling. And again, at this point, the interesting thing is the falling, I'm not worried about getting hurt. Like, I've been falling down the whole time. My only worry is being embarrassed, right? And I think that's often what stops us from these new experiences and staying in the comfort zone, is being embarrassed more than being hurt. So anyway, the last time I finally make it, man, I plant my feet, I get my balance, I ride it out all the way. I look back at him, give him a big thumbs up, he's smiling. So that was kind of awesome. But my point was, like, we had such a really, really enjoyable day, my son as well. Just a great time. And he was, you know, super out of his comfort zone. I mean, he had a really hard time. Snowboarding is very difficult to learn when you're a total beginner. But he had a great time. And I thought about that expression, you know, life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. And it reminded me of how, thinking of another post, I talked to a guy this week who's just started working out again. He posted about how becoming a father and a family man is awesome, but it kind of sometimes can take away your identity as a human being. I think this, we talked about this for moms as well, or really anything. If you get a new job or a new kind of position in life, you can lose your old life. So a lot of times with the family thing, you lose track of all these experiences that you did. You know, this is something I did when I was younger that I loved and I haven't done in so long. And it was difficult for me to try again because, again, I'm in my comfort zone all the time. But it reminded me of how we seek comfort so much. I can, you know, when I used to read that expression, I would almost disagree because I felt like I was constantly out of my comfort zone and it sucked. You know, I didn't like that. I mean, I think back in high school and college and early 20s, always being out of my comfort zone, I feel like. If you were going on a date with somebody, that was like out of your comfort zone. If you had new friendships and you were going to meet their family and hang out and do things that you never did or go places you never were, that was out of your comfort zone. You went to a new school or a new class or a new teacher, that was out of your comfort zone. You got a new job, that was out of your comfort zone. I remember at jobs having to go do new things or meet new people, or you know, I remember having to drive a box truck at one of my jobs and learning how to do that, or going to speak somewhere in front of people and just thinking, God, I just want to be comfortable. I just want to be not stressed out and not doing things that are like so anxiety provoking. But then it occurred to me, like, what is that? When you finally achieve that, right? That's retirement, right? When you look at what happens to people when they retire. You know, typically if they don't have things of interest and things that keep them mentally occupied, entertained, you know, they start dying pretty quickly, because they lose that living sense of challenge, and call it stress, call it just the excitement of doing new things goes away, right? And when we lose that, that's living, you know, the challenge of something new, of learning something new, of overcoming something new, of being uncomfortable, you know, that goes away. There ain't a whole lot left, right? So my point was, I'm just finding, I think we see that with a lot, you know, obviously the gym thing a lot, where it's really uncomfortable for somebody to get started, really uncomfortable sometimes for someone to admit that they need help. I mean, that was the big thing for me. You know, it was uncomfortable going, but I think for me, what I was kind of proud of, to be honest with you, was that my willingness to take a lesson and let somebody teach me and be, you know, reverse the roles, because a few years ago I probably wouldn't have admitted that I needed a lesson. I probably would have just insisted that I can go remember how to do it and do it by myself. And I would have spent my whole day, first of all, being miserable because I couldn't figure it out. Second of all, I wouldn't have had an opportunity to make a friend with this guy that was coaching me, who was a great guy. I wouldn't have learned anything that I could help my son when he needs help now learning. And I'll definitely take another one. So my point being was, I think we strive to be comfortable, but I think the reality of it is constantly finding little ways to step out of our comfort zone is really the way to go and expand, you know, your horizons and your life. And then it's exciting because when you push the envelope in one area, it makes it more comfortable to do it in another, right? So when you accomplish something that might be, you know, getting back to the gym, you know, maybe it's hiring someone to teach you how to do things for a while. You know, maybe you realize you're going to need to do that forever. That's fine. But you get out of that comfort zone, you start getting back to who you were and are. And it feels great, and it expands your ability to, like, test those waters and other things. So whether that's a new career, a new job, just starting a new physical endeavor, getting back to a sport you used to play in high school, things that bring you joy, it just gets easier. It gets easier. So I'd encourage any of you guys that are, you know, on the fence about trying something new or doing something different, that definitely go for it, man. I don't think you'll look back. All right, have a great day, you guys.